You're listening to SBS News.
Religious hospitals and aged care providers could soon be given the same discretion as schools and other faith-based organisations when it comes to hiring staff. Attorney General Christian Porter says the organisations will be granted protections under the religious freedom laws that are currently being redrafted. He says the decision to include hospitals and aged care providers in the legislation was made after an extensive consultation period.
Religious hospitals and aged care providers have indicated to us very strongly that, similar to religious schools, the ability to take religion into account in staffing decisions was very important to them in maintaining the religious ethos of their organisation.
Human rights and LGBTIQ plus advocates have argued that protection means hospitals and aged care providers could consider someone's religion when choosing whether to provide them with care. But Christian Porter insists that's not something they typically do.
Where we seek to protect people from being excluded because of their religion, we equally recognise that if religion is to exist at all, religious bodies have to be able to maintain a chosen level of exclusivity to their premises or their composition or their services.
Mr. Porter says other amendments have also been made to tighten up the legislation's drafting based on suggestions from the consultations he's held with 90 different stakeholders.
It would be a bad outcome if everyone felt that they got everything that they wanted out of this process. It is ultimately the most grinding process of balance and compromise, but ultimately that process, like all democratic processes of compromise, can actually produce a sustainable result that does something better and achieves a better outcome than the circumstances we have at the moment.
Christian Porter says he hopes to put the bill to Parliament within the next fortnight and anticipates it will immediately be sent to a Senate committee for another round of consultation. He hasn't given a date for a final vote, but says he will shortly start discussions with Labor over the legislation.
I can see that that is going to be a complicated debate. And I actually think it's going to be a debate that's going to require a degree of bipartisanship and integration of ideas between Liberal and Labor.
But Labor MP Matt Thistlethwaite has told the ABC he still has concerns about the draft bill.
This all comes about in the wake of Australians voting a few years ago for marriage equality in Australia and the government responding to some concerns that have been raised in the wake of that. That's the crux of what's going on here. And in one case, you've had Australians overwhelmingly voting to extend rights and privileges under our laws to same-sex couples in Australia, and that's a great thing.
He says he fears the passage of the bill would result in a reduction of the rights legislated in the last parliament.
Now it seems that we're starting to walk back from that and put in exemptions. It started with religious schools, so that's being looked at. Now we're talking about aged care facilities, we're talking about hospitals. What's next? Charities and other institutions. I'm just worried that this is the thin end of the wedge of walking back some of the progress that's been made by the country when we voted for marriage equality.
Without the coalition holding a majority in the Senate, the decision over whether the bill will pass Parliament could be left up to the crossbench. Amy Hall, SBS News.